This is GQDN for Thursday, August 27th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Oh, they yummy, yummy, yummy. Once you do, from swiftenergy.gg, put in the promo code QUEST and you'll get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yeah, we did a little something something this past week. It's football. And it was, that was the week before. It was also the DNC. So, yeah, that's the past 2 weeks. Go check it out on patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got news about Sea of Stars. We got some Call of Duty Black Ops 6 news. And some news about PlayStation. But today we start with what happened at 10 o'clock in the morning. That was 7 a.m. Pacific time for those out west. Because according to NintendoEverything.com, the Indie Showcase and Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase did hit us hard. So here is what happened within both showcases. Yukaza Koemi for Nintendo Switch will be releasing October 24th. Tetris series and Tetris Forever will be launching later this year. If you like a bit of a workout, Fitness Boxing 3 will be launching December 5th. Now, the My Sims Cozy Bundle will be launching November 19th, all about the Sims, and Sid Meier's Civilization 7, yes, we've heard about that one before, will coming to Switch on February 11th. Now, the Dual Showcase did have some updates on Star Wars Hunters, which will be coming out next year, and Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake, which they'll be coming out later this year, maybe next year for Switch, and the Disney Dreamlight Valley End of Summer in-game mini event, along with some other things, and we shall see what happens with that. But there are some other things to go through and to talk about here, and we'll begin with Pizza Tower, which is a side-scroller, and that will be out, or that may already be out already today, because this is about 5 hours after the show. Balatro, Friends of Jimbo, is a free update, so if you like the card game, Balatro, well, you got a pretty good update because the cards will have some features from The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, Vampire Survivors, Dave the Diver, and Among Us, and The Friends of Jimbo will be up on Switch later today, probably right now. They also showed Coffee Talk Tokyo, which is all part of the Coffee Talk series. If you like Coffee Talk, it'll be on your Nintendo Switch next year. Power Wash Simulator, the Shrek Special Pack DLC Wash. It's just a Shrek Special Pack DLC. And that'll be coming on Nintendo Switch this fall. Peglin, which is an RPG, and that is when you are on a quest to take revenge on some gold-stealing dragons, will be on Nintendo Switch probably right now, probably by the time you hear this. Then there's Morsels, and you play as a mouse, and you fight against the evil forces of cats, and this is going to be a top-down action roguelike type game. This will come out February 25. Wobbly Life is a sandbox type game, and you can get some vehicles and clothing that will come this December. Date Everything will have about 100 characters ranging from the household objects to appliances and even some concepts. And that'll be on Switch October 24th. Neva is an action-adventure game that'll be part about the story of Alba, which is a young woman who is bound to a curious young wolf cub. Because Neva is about the traumatic encounter with dark forces. That game will come out October 15th. Sea of Stars, well, we'll talk about that one a little bit later on the show. Moth Cupid, Nintendo Switch, next spring, and you're basically an insect, and you need to save the planet and maybe the universe. Pico Park 2, and this is an action puzzle platformer, and you could have 2 to 8 players that could work together, where you could play in person or online. And we shall see when that game comes out. World Endless and Battle Modes will also be coming to Pico Park 2. Oh, Pico Park 2 comes to Switch today, so probably there now. Now we got games about the Plucky Squire that come September 17th, Shovel Knight, Shovel of Hope DX, that'll come out 2025, Undertale, will be launching on November 21st, Cousineer, January 28th, 2025, Metal Slug Tactics, which follows Metal Slug, will be launching 2024. Europa, which is a 3D action platformer, will be launching October 11th, but a free demo is out now. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Patrick Star game, yep, he's got his own game now, will be available October 4th, but pre-orders is up today. Then we got the Capcom Fighting Collection 2, and that's got a bunch of games to it. Capcom vs. SNK, Mark and Millennium, Power Stone, and Power Stone 2. Marvel vs. Capcom will have a collection to it as well. That'll be coming September 12th. And that will have the X-Men Children of Atom, Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel Heroes Super Heroes, Street Fight Marvel, Capcom Clash Super Heroes, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. The Castlevania Demonis Collection will have three of the favorite Castlevania titles, and the Castlevania Demonis Collection is available today. And Tetris Forever, the Tetris 99 Maximus Cup, will be kicking off this winter. Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted 2 will be coming this holiday season. And Security Breach, once again Five Nights at Freddy's, will be a free DLC for Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Actually, they're talking about Ruin. Is where you play as Cassie, and there you have to save her best friend Gregory. But can they make it out of the ruins alive? That's Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach Ruin, and that will be coming this holiday season as well. Ruin Factory Gardens of Ozama will be coming to Switch this spring. Yukaza Kiwami will be coming to Switch October 24th. Altair Yumea, The Alchemist and Memories of the and the Envisioned Land will be coming to Nintendo Switch early 25. Tales of Graces Remastered as Asbolant, which is a Tales of Graces F Remastered, will be coming January 17th, 25. Will be coming to Switch 2025. And Suikoden Remastered Gate Rune and Dunan Unification Wars will be coming as well with Suikoden 2. And that will be available in the Nintendo eShop on March 6th, 2025. That also includes, not the game itself, but the show actually includes, The Legend of Heroes Trails, will be launching 2025. Worms Armageddon will be launching September 26th, and that's a remake. Stalker will be coming this November for Switch. The End of Summer event for Dreamlight Valley will run from September 4th to September 26th. LEGO Horizon Adventures will be releasing this holiday season. No exact date given. EA Sports FC 25 are coming to Switch, but the pre-orders are available now. And the Disney Epic Mickey Rebrushed will be coming September 24th. The demo is in the eShop right now. Funko Fusion will be launching this holiday, and Just Dance 25 Edition will be coming October 15th. But what's not going to be there is Crash Bandicoot 5. Eurogamer.net says that Toys for Bob said that they want to do some live service online games and not Crash Bandicoot. And that report came from the gaming historian Liam Robertson, which said that Crash Bandicoot would have been a single-player 3D platformer, and that would serve as a direct sequel to Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. But Robert's video did feature some concept art and some potential story ideas for Crash, because that would have including Spyro, and that would be where Crash and Spyro would have been two of the playable characters. Now, Crash 5 was canceled by Activision in favor for the live service multiplayer games. And Activision did consider that Crash Bandicoot's 4 sales were underwhelming. And the team members, after that, was moving to other titles. So, they're looking for live service games. Well, they may not be looking for this one. PushSquare.com said that the Indiana Jones developers were hyped because the game is coming to PlayStation 5. And the creative director, Axel Torvenius, did talk about that. Here's what he said, quote, "From Machine Games' point of view, we're super thrilled and excited over the fact that we will be able to be on PlayStation next year as well. The more people that can play the game, who can see all the passion and love we have put into this project and all the hard work, the merrier. Now, the game, as I read it, will not be on Game Pass, but it will be on PlayStation 5, and that will be done next spring." But Anderson did add about this, quote, "Yeah, absolutely, we'll polish the game for PlayStation 5. And this is also the opportunity to mention our technology is based on ID Tech. Well, we have our own modified version of ID Tech, but it's originally a multi-platform game, so we have a great start to it already," end quote. So that's coming to PlayStation 5. But I gotta warn you, the Japan price hikes are coming to PlayStation 5. Now, that's according to IGN.com, and they got the quote from BGC, because they're gonna get a big price hike, and that price hike will be around $90, which is about 13,000 yen. So according to the PlayStation blog, the price price increase will go from 66,980 yen to 79,980 yen. So basically from $462 to $552. And that'll be for the standard PlayStation 5, or I'm sorry, the standard PlayStation 5 digital only will be from $59,980 going to $72,980, 80 yen, $414 to $504. That change will happen on September 2nd. The DualSense controllers will be increasing as well, going from $65 to $80, and the PlayStation Portal is increasing from $205 to $240. Now, Sony did say that raising the prices was a result of, quote, "recent challenging external environment, including the current fluctuations in the global economic situation and the impact it will have on our business," end quote. But speaking of the controllers, once again, back to IGN, you might be able to play them now on your PC. Well, here is the tweet from PlayStation, quote, "Starting today, PC gamers can unleash the full customizable power of the DualSense Edge controller directly on their computer. With the PlayStation Accessories app, customize the controller settings and update its firmware directly from your Windows PC." And there you're talking about the DualSense Edge, which does have some customizable buttons and a bunch of stuff to it. So, if you want to use your DualSense on your PC, and you have PlayStation, and you like the PlayStation controllers, well, there's a way to do it. Now, PushSquare.com says that if you want to play games, well, there's a beta that's open for Black Ops 6. So they tell you how to access it, and they also give the times for it, and you can get some rewards for playing it. So, the start times. The first time will start on August 30th, and that will run until September 4th. And that'll be North America, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 10 a.m. Pacific. In the UK, 6 p.m. BST. In Europe, it's 7 p.m. CEST. Okay, so on and so forth. The second weekend will be the 6th of September, and that will be at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, EST. And that will last until the same time on November 9th, and all of the start times are the same. And in order to access it, you have to pre-order the game. And you can pre-order it via the first weekend from 30th of August to September 4th. But the ones from September 6th to September 9th is the normal beta, and anyone can play the beta. You'll just have to download it from your respective platform in store, which means for PlayStation, that'll be the PlayStation Store, Microsoft has their own store, and Nintendo has the eShop, so you can get those there. And they also showed some rewards. So if you get up to level 30, some of these rewards will be in Weekend 1, some of them only in Weekend 2, and some of them in both. Level 2 is the Beta Tester Emblem. Level 6 is No Bugs Charm. Level 11 is the beta tag spray. Level 15 is quick draw emote. Level 20 is the squish operator skin and the squash operator skin. Level 23, truth lies. That's the loading screen. Level 27, beta expert. That's a calling card. And level 30 is the bug smasher blueprint for a gun. So if you want the beta, there's all the rewards you can get for it. But I'll leave you with this because I teased it in the first story. PC Games End did say that Sea of Stars is getting a free DLC, and that'll be Throes of the Watchmaker, where Valerie and Zale will return alongside the new character, Artificer, and that is a laser gun-wielding sharpshooter who will help out the Solstice Warriors as they explore Horlodge, and that is a modeled clockwork world, and Horlodge is under siege from a demonic carnival. And you will be in some new combat systems, and that'll be thanks to the new three-player co-op update, which can be available for both Sea of Stars and the DLC. Now, there's no release date yet, but this DLC, as of this reporting, will be free. And we do like the word free, don't we? Yes, we do. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news, people. We'll see you then. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. World of Warcraft.